Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Hi, it's James from MMA Legal regarding your Scottish redress claim you've inquired about.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Hello, is Hannah available, please?
Speaking.
Hi, how are you doing? It's James calling from MMA Legal. You've requested that we call you in regards to a Scottish redress claim in regards to children's services in a frame of abuse. Is that correct?
Oh, no, I'm reading the article. I don't know how. I was actually just... Is this for the care homes abuse?
Correct, yes. So the average claim at this moment in time, we're one of seven solicitors that have been awarded to deal with these cases, and the average return in regards to compensation is £45,000. It can be more dependent, obviously, dependent on the abuse that's been sustained. Was you in the childcare system at all?
Yeah, I was in a care home when I was younger.
You was? Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you see an advertisement online and ask for a contact from ourselves? Is that what it was?
No, I was scrolling through it through Facebook.
Right, through Facebook. Did you not comment on it, or did you not? You must have left your details. I've got an email address. It's hannah.imrie@fife.gov.uk. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So did you request a call from ourselves to put a claim forward?
No, quite. I was literally just looking at that article. I never really filled very much in.
Was you? Right, okay. I'll make you aware that if you've suffered any mental, physical or sexual abuse within the childcare system, you will automatically qualify for a payment. Now, this payment will be coming directly from the Scottish Government. The success rate is at 100% at this moment in time. So, with you being within the childcare services, did you suffer any abuse at all?
Mental abuse, yeah.
Mental abuse, yeah. And that's carried on to your adulthood life, is that right?
Yeah, and sexual abuse as well. No, from the actual care. No, the people that the carers that run it. It was three people that was in the system.
So within the children that was in the system with yourself, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So Hannah, all we do, we get a statement, we get a report started. It literally takes 5 to 10 minutes to do a report. Then we'll get an authorization email sent out to you. It's a click signed document. And then what we do, we get a form of ID from yourself and we package it up, send it through to the solicitor and they'll get on your case. It's fully confidential. We can understand that obviously when talking about it can be a little bit distressing. So if you do need to take a break, just make me aware. And it literally takes around about 15 minutes and that's everything completed. The solicitors will be in contact with you. They'll be chasing records in regards to when you was in the children's home to make sure that you was at that place at obviously a certain time. And then they'll let you know exactly how much you will be due back in regards to compensation. Now, the compensation's not there to heal any scars. It's basically just to give you a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel, you know, like give you a brighter future. We've had a gentleman last week that come in. His claim was accepted, and he received £98,000 from that. So, like I said, the average is £45,000. And as you can imagine, it can be a life-changing amount of money for some people. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Right, so are you okay to do that? I don't know why we just go through that. Is that okay? My name's James Thompson. I'm from MMA Legal. You're going to receive an email with all of our solicitors' details on that very shortly. And I'll be your case handler, so I'll be speaking to yourself throughout the process. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. Bear with me just one moment then, Hannah. Thank you. I'm just going to go through a claim report with you now. Okay, Hannah, so I'm just confirming the spelling of your surname first of all, okay. Give me a moment. So I'm just bringing your file up, I won't be a second. So H-A-N-N-A-H, surname is I-M-R-I-E, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Brilliant. Do you have access to your email? The one
because
it's not. You do have access to. Oh, okay. Would you prefer it going to a personal email rather than it going through work?
No, I'm
Are you sure? Yeah, that's fine. No problem at all. We have to ask that because if there's obviously a work email that's provided, and just in case they don't want anything work to do with anything, so we do have to ask that question. Okay. So, Hannah, just confirm your date of birth for me, please.
It's the 13th of the 10th, 8/8.
Oh, we've got the same birthday, me and you. Exactly the same year. Exactly the same year as well. Wow. What time were you born at?
I was born at 10:30 in the morning.
Oh, 8:30. I was born in the morning. A couple of hours before, yeah. A couple of hours. Not far, that.
You were quicker than me.
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah. Okay. Just confirm your postcode for me, please, Hannah.
It's KY1 1A6.
So I'm just going to repeat that back to Kilo Yankee 1, 1 Sierra X-Ray, and it's Leslie Street in Kirkcaldy, is that correct?
Yeah,
Kirkcaldy. Kirkcaldy, I do apologise. My pronunciation's not... which number, Hannah?
34.
Yep, okay. So contact telephone number we have on system is the one that I'm ringing you off now, and it ends in 078, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, next question, Hannah. Have you ever been known by any other names? Or have
Hannah
you always had that name?
Hannah Galilee.
Just spell you that Galilee for me.
G-A-L-L-O-W-A-Y.
Yep. O-W-A-Y. Okay. What was the reason for the change of name? Was it due to marriage, adoption?
No, that was my mum's maiden name. She changed the name you've got just now is my maiden name.
Right, okay.
My mum changed. She wanted us to be all together, so she just changed it to Galilee. And
okay.
When I got older, I just changed it back to my own original name.
All right, okay. So was you born Hannah Imrie, and then it got changed to Galloway, and then. Hannah Emery. You was born with that name, and then it was changed to Galloway, and then your mum changed it back to Hannah Emery. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, I changed it back to Hannah Emery. My mum.
Oh, you changed it back. Right, I get you.
Because all my birth certificate says Hannah Emery. So.
Yeah. Okay. Bear with me a second. If you do go quiet, Hannah, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just updating your report. Okay.
Okay.
Like I mentioned, the average refund in regards to compensation is around about £45,000. It can be more. When the solicitors do have a chat with you, you'll have your own independent solicitor. They'll have a chat and let you know exactly how much they're going to go in for in regards to receiving compensation for abuse from yourself, from obviously the children's homes or any childhood trauma you felt. Okay?
Right, okay.
Brilliant. Your local GP name, what's your local GP name, Hannah?
Oh, it's, I don't know the name, but it's Pathhouse Medical Centre.
It's what, sorry?
Pathhouse Medical Centre.
Pathhouse Medical Centre, yep, Pathhouse Medical. Okay. I'm just going to get the address up for that from records. I've got it as 7 Nitha Street, is that correct, in Kirkcaldy? Is that right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, no problem.
So you've got the right place.
Yeah, Pathhouse Medical, yeah, that's the one.
Pathhouse Medical Centre, Path.
Correct, yeah.
7, aye, that's that one.
That's the one I've got, okay. You've not got any terminal illnesses, have you, Hannah?
No, I don't.
No. Okay. Right, so what we do need to place into report, in regards to you going into the care system, what was the reason behind it? So this question, it can have a lot of different answers. So we speak to people that have been placed into child care services from where they've had troubled as a child, or they've been child neglect, or they've just been placed into adoption. What was the reason for yourself, Hannah?
I got put into foster care because my mum had mental health issues.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to pop on your report as well, your parents' names. So your parents still with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll take your mum's name first, please, if you don't mind.
It's Julie Galloway.
Okay. just to make you aware, these will not be contacted in any way, they're just to be placed onto your report, okay?
Right.
Your mum's date of birth, do you know that, Hannah?
No.
No, don't worry about it, don't worry about it, it's fine. We just have to ask the question, unfortunately.
I know the month she was born and the day, but I don't know the year.
Right, don't worry about that, it's fine.
My dad's name is Robert Emery.
Robert
Emery.
Okay, no problem. I-M-R-I-E. Yeah, that's the one. We have to ask the question again. Do you know your dad's date of birth?
I'm not going to tell you the date. I couldn't even tell you the date of
birth. So, don't worry about it, honestly. Unfortunately, we do have to ask these questions just for the report, that's all it is. Because you can imagine some people may know it, so we do. So, what was the age you was placed into child services and into sort of child care?
13.
In 13, was you? Okay. Mm-hmm. And how many... So, you said you had foster parents and child care services you was with. How many, so did you, was you with foster parents first, or did you go into the children's home first?
I mean, foster care first.
Foster care first, okay. And that was at 13, yeah?
Yeah.
And how old was you with the foster parents, with how many years?
I was only with them for 6 months.
Oh, was you 6 months, so you were still 13 at the time? Okay.
Yeah.
And then you went on to children's home, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, do you know the name of it at all, Hannah?
Yes, I do, actually. I think it's still a care home to this day, actually. It's Northfield YPC.
North what, sorry?
Northfield, so the
North Shields?
Field, like a field.
Oh, Northfield, I do apologise, yeah. Northfield, what area did you say it was?
It was in Edinburgh.
Do you know what? I think we have. So we've had a few cases from Northfield. 34 Northfield Drive in Edinburgh, Echo Hotel 87, Romeo Papa. Yeah, so there's been a few cases that have gone through in regards to Northfield. I'll come back to that in a few moments. How long was you there for? So you was 13 till?
I was right up there until I was 16.
So 3 years. Years.
Wow, the past catches up with you.
Say that again, sorry.
Actually, the past catches up with you so much.
Yeah, it does. It does. But like I said, in regards to the past, we are trying to obviously create a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel for a lot of people. The success rate on these cases, we've done now over 170 cases, and that list is growing massively. We've done that over the last 6 months. So the success rate is at 100%. So that's why it's massively important when we place the ads on like Facebook and Instagram. When people do contact us, we have to contact them right away or within 24 hours. A lot of people just say, I've been onto it. I've not really put much detail in. Can you just let me know a little bit more about it? And then once we do tell them about it, obviously, if they've suffered any pain within the childhood, then we do try and make their future a little bit brighter. And we know money's not going to heal any scars, but I'm sure, obviously, it'll benefit towards your future, especially when the average is £45,000. So yeah. Northfield Drive, you said to you 16. Where did you go after there, Hannah?
I went into my own accommodation.
All right, okay, so you was an own accommodation from there. So we'll just leave that in regards to where you was in regards to foster care and Northfield, the children's home, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what I have to do next, Hannah, I need to put on your report a beneficiary name, address and date of birth. Now, a beneficiary is, because if you was to be awarded a substantial amount of money, if anything was to happen to you in between now and you receiving that money, and you wasn't able to receive the money due to like a death or like a terminal illness, who would you like the money to go to?
Could you give it to my son? My son would be actually the most appropriate person to give it to.
Okay. Care. I mean, the chances are it's not going to happen, but due to legal terms, they do have to put beneficiary on there, because you can imagine with it being a high substantial amount of money, we do have to put a beneficiary on there, okay. So your son's name there, please, Hannah.
It's James Thomas.
James Thomas?
Yeah.
Not too far off me. I'm James Thompson.
Getting older by the minute, right?
Yeah, it definitely is, yeah. You'll see on the emails that come through to you shortly, obviously, my name. And, yeah, my date of birth won't be on there, unfortunately, but I can tell you now it's the 13th of October, 88. So your date of birth of your son, please, Hannah?
He's the 23rd of the 4th, 2006.
Okay, that's fine. The address, is he the same address as you?
Stays at the same address as me.
Yeah. Okay. Does he have his own contact number, or would you like me just to place your contact number on there?
Just place my contact number on it.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem at all. Right, next question. So does anybody know in regards to you being within child services and foster? Does your son know at all?
Yeah, my son knows, yeah.
All right, that's fine. No problem.
I've got a scat. My children know. My ex-partner knows. There's so many people that do know because I've got a scar on my face and people ask me where I get what happened.
Right.
So you've got to explain.
Of course, yeah. So it's a question, obviously, you've got to explain because, I mean, you could beat around the bush a bit, but I suppose, obviously, some people find a little bit of closure in just letting you know, literally, that's just how it happens. So that's fair enough, no problem at all.
When you say to people that you got attacked by a cat, there's not very many people that believe you.
No, I can imagine, yeah. Unless it's a tiger at Chester Zoo or something like that. So
yeah,
I can imagine.
It's a big, fierce tiger.
Okay, next question, last one, and then we're going to go into a statement with yourself, Hannah. Was there any police involved at all with you being taken into care?
I think so.
Do you remember?
I think so. I think it was.
So there may have been some police reports.
Yeah, I think there's only one though, because I think that one was generally just me.
Okay.
Because
I had
a fight with a girl, and then.
Okay.
I think that's the only report that's actually got me.
Don't worry about it, that's fine. It's just a yes or no, just for the report, so that's fine. It's just so the legal team know in case they bring up any reports involving the police, okay? You've never had any serious convictions over 5 years, never been to jail over 5 years.
Nope.
Have you? Nope. No problem at all. That's fine. Right, great. So what I'm now going to do for you, I'm going to go onto a statement with yourself. Now, I can understand in regards to a statement, it can be upsetting or a little bit distressing. So if you need, depending on obviously the abuse that you've sustained, if you do need a break or you feel like you don't want to talk about it anymore, you do need to let me know. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is all about you and obviously what you've experienced for me to put down on a statement, for the solicitor to go through and obviously make the case valid for yourself, okay. Now, I'm going to start with the foster care. So you had foster parents for around about 6 months, did you say?
Yeah, to be fair, I never really got any abuse for them. They were actually really, really
okay.
Nice. It was just me being a typical teenager.
Of course, yeah. So you're getting into a little bit of trouble now and again, a bit of attitude, nothing too major.
Teenager, to be fair. When I look back at
okay.
Now, I've been a really stubborn teenager, to be fair.
Yeah, you're not the only one. There's thousands. I've been there myself, so don't worry about that. what I'm now going to do, so I do need to go on to Northfield Children's Home. Now, like I did mention before, we've had a few reports from them from different people. Due to, obviously, client confidentiality, I can't discuss that, but I can let you know there has been a few reports from Northfield. Now,
why
does
that surprise me, though? See, when you say that, that does just surprise me the fucking slightest.
Yeah.
It really does, Dave.
I need to go through a report with you now in regards to Northfield. So any abuse you sustain from staff, children there, I do need to put it down into sort of statement. So let's start from the top. What do you remember about Northfield?
It was the most abusive place I have ever been in my whole entire life.
Okay. We do go quite and taking notes of this. Okay, go on.
And when I say abusive, so I'll go into fine detail, but quite like a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a summary. So you had every single abuse that you could think in there. So you had emotional abuse, you had physical abuse, you had sexual abuse, and you had mental abuse. You had every single one of the abuses in that, in North.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Bear me a moment. Sexual. Yeah, continue.
And I suffered from emotional abuse. because I got beat up by other kids constantly.
Okay.
I've got a scar on my face to prove it. I got hit by a cup by one of the residents there. I got raped by one of the boys in there, Derek Douglas, if I remember his name was.
Did they not have anything in place to protect you at all?
No, they never put anything in place to me. It's the same when I got my face cut open by the cup by Debbie Smith, her name was. And I never ever once got any protection for them. I refused to go back. I did refuse, and the social work department did state you don't have to stay there. You can stay in this place until you feel safe that you can go back there. They never put anything in safe place measures when they didn't move her out that home until 2 months down the line until they could find her a place to go. But they chucked me. They basically told me to go and stay at my friend's because she had nowhere else to go. Which was a bit wrong, but the sexual abuse.
You said you've got a scar on your face. Was that from a resident smashing you with a cup? Is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, honey. Yes, continue.
I witnessed people slitting their wrists in there. I got locked in the bathroom by one resident. And she was, I couldn't get out the bathroom, and she walked in the bathroom, and she stood in front of the door, and because she had a knife in her hand, and she had a razor blade in her hand, and I couldn't get to the door because she threatened to kill me, and she was standing beside the door, slit her wrist, and the blood was flying everywhere, and I was screaming at the top of my lungs, and the staff was banging on the door, but they just physically wouldn't actually push the fucking door in.
So they wouldn't use the force to try and stop doing that. They'd just kind of just use verbal words. They wouldn't physically try and stop somebody from doing it. So there was no safeguarding involved, was there?
No, there was no safeguarding. And the night that I got raped, the staff blamed me for that. They said that was my fault.
I should never have left,
that night I was going to my dad's because my dad stayed like 10 minutes away from Northfield because he used to stay up at the other side where the Figgy Park is, it's a Liberty area, he stayed up there and I was going towards him and the staff stated that was my fault because I left the unit at that time. So
okay,
the police never got phoned or anything because of that.
Taking notes of this, okay.
I came back crying my balls out, covered in mud, everything. The reason I managed to get away from the guy was because I ended up taking this horrible weed and I shoved it in his face. And he managed to get off me because I shoved it in his face. I ran back to the unit and he turned around and said, it was all my fault, I should never have left him.
So let me just go there, let me stop you there a second, Hannah. So in regards to you leaving the unit, did you wander off to go somewhere else, or...?
I wandered off to go to my dad's because I was meant to be staying at my dad's that night.
Right, okay. But you was, you were staying there. They didn't protect you at all, no? And they put the blame on you?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can see obviously you've felt a lot of mental, physical, sexual abuse whilst obviously being within the children's services. You've still got obviously, I mean anything that's going to help your case, we need to put this on your statement. So
I got beaten up constantly for this member, this lassie that was there called David Smith. She used to get everybody, people used to come running into the unit. I had to actually barricade myself into the room while this girl really beat me up badly. And not once did the staff tell her to stop it, not once. And they couldn't get the people that ran into the unit to come into it. They couldn't actually stop the people from doing it. They couldn't secure my security. There was a lassie that used to stay there too. Her name was, I think it was Rona.
Mm-hmm.
She was getting sexually abused by one of the lassies that was there, one of the members of staff that was there.
So members of staff, so you witnessed members of staff as well, okay. Give me a second.
I could probably give you more detail than what any rest of them probably could have.
I mean, yeah, honestly, anything, I mean, a lot of people
I think her name was
Jonah,
because she was only in it like a year, like after a year after I was there, I got put there, and she got sexually abused by a member of staff, and it was Gordon. And the manager, Mary, every time she was so nasty to me, so brutal to me, because every time I asked for out-of-his money or some sort of money to go and get stuff, it was always a no. I wasn't allowed to get any money at all. All I was my pocket money. And when she gave my pocket money was supervised for no reason whatsoever. Because I wasn't one of the type of people to sit there and cause riots or cause trouble for myself. I was just one of those type of people. There was times that I used to go into my room, and my room was broken into. My dad bought me this hi-fi for my Christmas when I was 15.
Yeah.
And my room had got broken into, total ransacked, and everything got stolen at my room. And I mean, everything, my phone, it was a Nokia 1932-10 or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I remember back in the day,
And my CD player got stolen, and I asked for a replacement. I asked for them to replace it, and they refused point blank to replace it. So my dad never bought me stuff, but it was kept in his house, so I couldn't take my CD Walkman, because that was...
Yeah,
that
all got it was too valuable, yeah.
It was actually quite horrendous, to be fair, when I think of it.
No, it does sound it. I mean, like I said, with other statements I've heard, it's kind of along the lines of what you're telling me from the children's home there at Northfield. So what I'm going to make sure you're aware, so in regards to the staff, you said they were sexually abusing other girls, is that correct? Were the male staff, or was it female onto female?
No, it was a male on a male. Member of staff.
Male member of staff. Do you remember the member of male staff's name by any chance?
Gordon?
Okay.
I think he had grey hair and he was quite big, but...
Okay. Right,
he was more groomer.
Right. Okay.
That's what he's doing. More groomer and everybody...
Grooming as well.
He was more grooming hard than he was in the rest of. Mind you, I didn't talk to him because I didn't like him, so I just was his point.
No, of course. Yeah, you keep your distance, don't you, kind of thing. Okay, so there's a lot on your statement then. Basically, what happens now, I have to elaborate on that. So I've kind of got the gist of quite a lot that you have been through. Okay, I don't really want to go into too much more detail, as I can understand it can be a little bit upsetting. The main focus is to try and forget the past. We're here to try and obviously build you a better future in regards to getting your claim set up and getting you the money sorted as soon as possible. Now, when the solicitors do go in for the claim, they'll be going in for the highest amount possible they can achieve for you, okay? They will take their fee. So their fee is 25%. So as you can imagine, they'll be going in for an extremely high amount for you, because then it'll cover their costs. Now, this does not cost you anything whatsoever, okay? It works on a no-win, no-fee basis, okay? But like I said, the success rate is at 100%, so you don't have to worry about that. The total turnaround is around about 8 months, 8 to 12 months. In regards to getting the case fully completed. The solicitors will make around about 8 to 12 months.
Oh, right. I thought you said 18 to 12 months. So I was like, what?
No. 8 to 12. So the solicitors will be in contact with you in due course. What I'm going to do is your case handler, I need to get your case now packaged up, okay? What I'm going to do for you, Hannah, I'm just going to get you an email across now while we're on the phone. It's an authorisation email to state that you're happy with the solicitors taking on your case, okay. I'm going to send it to your work email address now. Bear me just one moment. Are you on your inbox at this moment in time, Hannah?
Yeah, no, it takes forever to come through that email address.
Oh, don't worry.
Have you sent it over yet?
Yeah, literally just forwarding it through to admin now. They'll send it right away. Just give me one second. So we do have to do main on the phone because it's a click sign document. Basically, you just open it up. It says proceed to signature. It gives you a rundown of everything in regards to the company. And it also gives authorisation for the legal team to contact you. Without getting that signed, we can't assign your case to a solicitor. That's been sent through now, Hannah. So if you go onto your inbox, you should see an email from MMA Legal, and it should say James Thompson on there as your case handler. And it's a client redress pack, so a Scottish redress claim pack. Yeah, brilliant.
So you click on it.
Yeah, start signing. Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. It should come up at the bottom with like a green Safari where it says accept. You click on that and then it will say, it'll take you to the point where you sign. When you do sign, you just click on it and it should do an automatic signature for you. Let me know if you get stuck.
It shows you all the claims and stuff. It says, I confirm that I read and understood the electronic record signature disclosure. Is that what
correct.
It is?
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. So basically it's just confirming that you're happy with the legal team to contact you and you're happy to go ahead with a claim. I'll be in contact with you throughout the process, okay? So, because I'm your case, I'll be giving you regular updates. This is my number. If you do require any updates from me, I am free at all times to have a chat with yourself if you do require any updates regarding your case, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Once you've done that, it should say there should be a finish button that comes up at the bottom.
It says you have signed this document.
Yeah, bear with me a second, I'm just going to check that on our end, okay. Give me a moment. It won't be a moment. Okay, Hannah, administrations have sent you a message via the application or WhatsApp as well. You should have received that. Can you just confirm if you go onto your WhatsApp, you've received it?
I've not received anything on WhatsApp yet.
Have you not received? So that literally should have come through. You've literally just received it now, yeah. So information's on there. So if you have a look at the bottom there, MMA Legal Solicitors, if you do click on there, all our information, contact information, the solicitor's website, everything's on there, okay. We do need a picture ID and a proof of address from yourself. So any, like, bus pass or driving license or passport, you just need to send that back on WhatsApp while we're on the phone now so we can attach that to your case and any letter that's dated within the last 3 months to your address just to confirm that you do live at that address. If you can do that for me now, please, that'd be great. All right, we've got no. Okay, I have to receive that back as well, the signature, the authorisation. That's come back. That's fine.
That's a genuine room of driving license as well.
Take your time. It can be like a passport or bus pass, anything photo ID.
Wait, can it be my 5 college?
Say that again, sorry, Hannah.
Can it be my 5 college ID?
I'm not sure. Don't, let me just check with administration. Have you got a driving license or is that all you
can
find?
I do, but I just generally can't find it because normally it would be where I put my ID.
Tell you what, let me just, I'll place on hold for a second. If you want to keep looking, I'll just check with admin to see if we can use a college ID. Yeah, bear with me a moment. Thank you.
Okay. I'll find it. And later. Oh, you fucker, you fucked nothing on me.
Hi, Hannah, you okay?
Yes, I'm just talking to my phone.
Yep, we can use your college ID as long as it's got your photo on there. I've just confirmed that with the administration team and they said, yeah, that's perfectly fine.
You need me to because I've got my license. I found it.
Look, you found it?
Yep, I found it and I've just found the letter as well, so there we go.
Oh, great stuff.
I knew I'd have the problem with the letter because normally I get letters, but it's all on my married name, so...
Yeah, of course. So, is it within the last 3 months?
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah, so it just needs to be a picture of the full letter, and then a picture of the full ID as well.
Well, then you'll know that I've changed car insurance, right?
Yeah, don't worry about that. Make sure there's no personal information on there.
Oh, that doesn't even look good. Let me see that. My camera's shocking.
Take your time. I'll let you know to see if it's going through. Yeah, that's fine. I can see your proof of address there. That's perfect. And yeah, your driving license is perfect as well. Brilliant stuff. So what I'm going to do now, Hannah, I'm going to get that attached to your case file and get it fired over to the solicitors. That's us completed. Okay. Mm-hmm. Before you go, I just need to make you aware, in regards to the authority that you was cared under, in regards to Northfield, do you know whereabouts that was? Was it Edinburgh Council?
Yeah.
It was? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It was Edinburgh Social, so it's a social work, so it will be Edinburgh Council.
Right, okay. Before you went into foster care, do you recall any addresses at all that you lived at when you was a child?
My mum still stays in the same address as she does now.
Oh, does she? Right, okay. Mm-hmm. So what's the postcode on that one there? I just need to place it onto your report.
So it's EH47E18.
And is that Ransom Gardens in Edinburgh?
Yeah, 9/3.
9/3. Give me a second. Let me just put that onto your report as well, Hannah. Won't be a second. And do you have any siblings at all? So any brothers or sisters?
No, from my mum's side, no. They're all
no,
my dad's side.
No, don't worry. Yeah, that's fine. No problem. That's fine. Right, great stuff, Hannah. So that's everything completed. Okay. Like I said, my name's James Thompson. I am your case handler. You've not put in a claim before for a Scottish redress, have you?
No.
That's great. No problem at all. So all you now need to do is just wait. The solicitors will be in contact with you. You don't need to go through anything else. I'm going to get your case now packaged up, get it fired over to solicitors, and they'll be in contact with you to discuss exactly how much you will be due back for compensation, okay?
Right. Okay, that sounds fine.
Great stuff. Do you have any questions for me at all, Hannah?
No, that's awesome.
Great stuff. No problem at all. If you do need any help or any questions or want any updates, do not hesitate to contact me back on this number, okay? Or you can go on our website, which is attached to the WhatsApp message that you received. I don't know if you had a look at the message at the bottom. It has our webpage on there, okay?
Right, thank you.
Cheers, Hannah. Have a nice weekend. Look after yourself now. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.